Today marks 1 week since protests began in New York City, and so far police have arrested more than 1,000 people. The protests, largely peaceful, have also been marked by episodes of police violence against protesters. For more, we have Gwen Hogan. She's a reporter at WNYC. She's been covering the protests for a week now. And Gwen, let's start with last night. There were reports and videos of police attacking protesters in Brooklyn. What more can you tell us about that?
Yes, so I was not out last night because I needed a rest, but my colleagues were out there. And in downtown Brooklyn, there was a massive crowd of peaceful protesters, completely peaceful. There was no looting, there was no vandalism, and seemingly at random, police began using their batons on many people and making violent arrests.
Mm. As you mentioned, you have been on the streets most nights since this protest began. Tell us a little of what you've seen and how these encounters between police and protesters have escalated.
Yeah, it's been totally different every night, very unpredictable. So the first night that I covered was last Thursday. That was the first march. It was a relatively small group to compare to what we've seen since. But there were 70 arrests, which I've covered tons of protests. I've been a reporter here for 7 years, and I had never seen a protest with that many arrests. The next night at the Barclays Center, crowds were trying to gather at Barclays early in the evening. There was no curfew, but they were met by massive amounts of police and riot gear who started macing and batoning people. And from there, it kind of just set off, you know, there were police vans burned that night and similar things have happened since then. And there was, of course, the looting that began on Sunday night into Monday. But since then, marches have been largely peaceful. Yesterday, it was peaceful all day. And yet we still saw this remarkable show of force by NYPD officers confronting peaceful protesters just for being out after curfew.
And you and your colleagues have been talking with these protesters over the last few days about what they're seeing and experiencing. Tell us more.
There's obviously a lot of anger and frustration. The vast majority of people that are there want peaceful demonstrations. So we've seen when there are big crowds, the crowd kind of policing itself and making sure that nobody breaks anything. And I saw this on Sunday night, right before the real looting in Soho began. I watched dozens of protesters put their bodies in front of a smashed window saying, no, this is not the fight. We cannot let looting be the headline here. And a colleague of mine was in Midtown Manhattan the other night, and he was with a group who were dancing in front of a police line. They had been told by sergeants they could march if they remained peaceful. And yet a few minutes later, they were being rushed with batons and people were making arrests. So this is Tyrell Reed right after that happened.
And now they're coming trying to scare us, running us down with batons, thinking that they're gonna scare us away. No, I'm out here to fight for my cause, and I'm ready to die. They're beating on women, helpless women. She's screaming for her life. She's scared. How many people can't breathe before we have to get the message to you? That is not right. You do not beat on us like that. We're peacefully protesting.
It's just the irony that we've seen. They're out there. Their number one demand is end police brutality. And yet, despite the peaceful nature of the vast majority of these protests, they're met by more police brutality.
That's WNYC reporter Gwen Hogan. She's been covering the protests in New York City and will continue to do so. Thank you so much.
Thank you.